American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
How loud do you want me to get today, huh? My wife and kids tell me I'm loud. My kids used to say when I was little, Daddy, you don't need a microphone. They can hear you everywhere. You're so loud. Chantel, welcome in. How you doing, man?
I'm excited.
Why are you so excited? I'm excited to bring your mic live. What's up, my brother?
Oh, stocks are doing well. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because if you watch us on the live stream, you can watch the show, the radio program on the Facebook live stream, and you get the raw audio of Sean and I having some great conversation. Sometimes the best radio is the radio you never get to hear, and that's the radio that goes on behind the scenes or during the breaks. So we do. We talk a lot about the stock market and what we're playing with on any given day just for fun. And in fact, a couple folks have written in today, daily dose of stock picks is what was coming in on a couple comments. So, yeah, it's always a lot of fun, Sean. I enjoy messing with you there. Sean was digging on some Uber and stuff earlier, waiting for some earnings to come out. So, anyway, lots of fun. It's Armed American Radio. We can do anything we want to do because we can do anything we want to do because we're free, at least for now. There's a lot of people out there trying to socialize you, disarm you, and make you a socialist, Marxist, communist, a subject. Oh, we're going to talk a lot about that today because I've got one of my favorite people on earth on the lines with us, and I don't get to talk to him that much. So let's just go straight to the phones. Skip Coriel. Skip, I got a wonderful picture of you back here behind me over here next to the X Insurance on the other side who is presenting the show to everybody. You're up in Michigan. We're going to talk about your half-wit governor and a whole bunch of other stuff going down today. How you doing, man?
Well, I was doing great till you mentioned my half-wit governor. Do we have to talk about her? Can we talk about guns or something instead? I don't know.
We have to talk about her, Skip. I know. We have to do that. You are literally living under a very nasty, evil tyrant, and we'll go there in a few minutes. But first, I want to take you and take some listeners down a little bit of memory lane here because, you know, we've seen a lot of 2A rallies around the country. We saw that massive rally in Virginia not long ago, and that was just huge, tens and tens of thousands of people. I would say over six figures when it was all around the streets, but you know, at least 20,000-30,000 in front of the state capitol. That was wonderful to see. Do you know a little bit about organizing one of those events? Because I participated in one with you back in 2010. It's been a decade ago. And yeah. You know, we didn't draw the largest crowd there that we would have hoped to have drawn. But nonetheless, it was a huge deal. And a lot of what is known as today's activists that are out there and about now met at that rally. I met a lot of my dear friends at that rally. Susanna Hupp, for example, Nikki Gosar, John, the black man with the gun. You know, we all met at that rally. You were instrumental in that. You believe it's been that long ago?
Well, yeah, it's been that long. It's been 10 years. But, you know, I got to agree with you. When I look back, maybe the most important thing that the Second Amendment March did was it put the right people face to face, got us together, and we've been working together for 10 years now. You know, that was like the starting point, the birth. And
it was.
Yeah, it's been
fantastic. It wasn't the birth of the movement by any stretch, but it was the birth of a current crop of what went on to become very well-known activists across the country who are still out there. Some of them have gone on to work in congressmen's offices, such as Nikki Gosar. Some of them have gone on to write New York Times best-selling books. Some of them have gone on to just write books. You became my publisher not long after. I guess the year before that, and then secondarily with Rob Pincus on my first book, Lessons from Armed America, with Kathy Jackson, and the second one you published at White Feather Press with Rob Pincus, who, by the way, is going to jump on and talk with us in the final segment today when he found out you were going to be on today. There's a couple things we want to go over. So we're going to have you on. It'll be a lot of fun. But, you know, yeah, you're right about that. There was a large amount of camaraderie that went on there that you still see that band get back together at venues around the country. And you were the one that put all that on, brother. I mean, that was your deal. You spent a long time doing that, didn't you?
Well, I did. It took me about 18 months to plan this, and it was from nothing. I didn't really intend to do that. I remember the beginnings of that. Boy, I was writing articles for Michigan Coalition for Responsible Gun Owners, you know, at the time. And, you know, when you're writing like a daily article or a weekly article, it's like, well, you got to come up with something, right? And I didn't do this on purpose. I went ahead and I wrote an article, and everyone was scared to death of, you know, Barack Obama. Well, he's going to take away our guns. What are we going to do? And I just, the article was all about, hey, we need to have a million gun owner march, right, on Washington, D.C. And I made this statement. I said, hey, if somebody will build me a website, I'll go ahead and I'll plan it. And, you know, looking back, you got to be careful what you say in the public arena, because it dominated, you know, my year and a half of my life. After that, I worked nonstop full time for a year and a half on that rally. But I just met so many good people, Mark, you know, and it was just fantastic. I would do it over again for the same results. It was just awesome time.
If we could, you know, I think politically we're in a different place, sort of, kind of. It's a different atmosphere. We're politically in the same boat. I think we've always been in. There's always a faction out there, the Democrat Party, formerly known as Democrats, now the Socialists, Communists, Marxists, formerly known as Democrats, have always wanted our guns. We've known that. But the climate itself is much more supercharged than it was. It was bad then, and it doesn't hold a candle to where we are today. And I don't think that bodes well for the next 10 years. It really doesn't. But, you know, interestingly, I saw, and listener, I think you'll enjoy this little tidbit of information. After the rally was over, there were a number of television cameras roaming around, and they were looking for the – and I was asked – it was an NBC News crew that said, are you Skip Coryell? I said, no, Skip Coryell is standing right there. And he said – the individual said to me, he's the individual that organized the rally. I said, yes. And they approached you. 5 minutes later, you were on Hardball Live standing there in front of the base of the Washington Monument. Do you remember that?
Oh, I do. And
with Chris Matthews, and standing
Pratt.
Behind you was Larry Pratt. He was beating you to death, and Larry Pratt stepped in, pretty much took over interview, and just banged old Chris Matthews all over the map, right? Wasn't that fun? It was fun.
Oh, you know, when I go back, you know, it's all over YouTube. Every once in a while,
it's still there,
again. And it's like, my gosh, I had never done a real hostile interview like that. But Larry, you know, it was like, you know, eating breakfast for him. It's like, sure, of course I want my AR-50. I want my battle rifle. That's what we need, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm sure Larry and Chris ran into each other at the Capitol Grill from time to time. You know what I mean?
These guys did
political battles back and forth all the time. But it was interesting because I went back and I saw that. And I thought, that's funny, because as the perspective of where I was standing right next to the cameraman as that was live, it was just hilarious. And I got to give you some kudos for that, because that was a tough interview. And, you know, interestingly, it wouldn't be long after that a large number of that group of folks would wind up at Fox News on the Stossel show with us, including Otis McDonald, who I had an opportunity to not only get to know but interview. From McDonald v. D.C., one of the most humble human beings I've ever met in my life. We lost Otis not long ago. But, you know, and a lot of that came out of the man that you're listening to on Armed American Radio today. A lot of activists who you've heard on radio programs and still hear on radio programs around the country, and who you see on your television screens to this day, came from a lot of what Skip Coryell, the man, my guest on here today. If you're watching, you can see him behind me on the screen. That's who put most of that together. And it's funny, because that camaraderie still exists, and that cabal of activists and fighters are still together. It's fascinating. And, you know, and it's fun to watch too, because there's a younger generation coming up, and the older generation is still out there. You know, you've still got, you know, Alan Gottliebs are running the boat here. Let's get serious. I mean, these are just the skippers at the helm. So that just gives you an indication. I wanted to set the stage for you, listener, about who it is that you're hearing here. Now, as you know, Skip, we're getting ready to take a break. And you may or may not know this, listeners, but the National Rifle Association is top story in the news all across the country today. We're going to tell you why that is. And I'll just kind of hint, you know, Letitia James, she's the attorney general of the state of New York. She works for Cuomo, you know, Fredo's brother. They don't like the NRA. And the NRA has been a C4 corporation, or I should say nonprofit corporation, based in New York since 1871. And they're aiming to do something about it. We'll tell you everything about it in just a few minutes. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
You know, a great quality tactical flashlight can be the tool that stops an attacker in his tracks with blinding light, allowing you the opportunity to escape. But there's a lot of cheap lights out there, right? So we're going to help you out. You know what I mean if you've gotten one of those low quality flashlights. They're just not as bright as you were led to believe. But here's one tactical flashlight that lives up to its promises. I'm talking about the Farpoint Tactical Pro. It has a blinding 4,000 true lumens of LED light that illuminate any person or object at a distance of not one, but 4 football fields. But finding a genuine Farpoint Tactical Pro isn't easy. A lot of Chinese companies are knocking these things off just to fool you and turn an easy profit. That's not unusual today. You must buy directly from the manufacturer to know you're getting the real thing. Good news. Our partner, Pulse TV, has this flashlight, and I just got permission to give it to you at a deep one-time discount today. But you got to hurry. Inventory is very limited. These are going to sell out fast. To get the exclusive offer, just visit PulseTV.com/armed. That's PulseTV.com/ARMED to place your order today.
Gun owners across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions. So call us today or have your agent call us, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com.
Helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show indeed. GunBroker.com studios, the Carr Arms microphone. All of it being presented to you by X Insurance. Check out xinsurance.com. If you were listening to the Facebook stream or saw that you heard the raw feed, there's if you just go see the go look at the page. I'm going to have to learn how to climb rocks, I guess. Big rocks. I don't know. I don't have that in me. I just don't. I'm sorry. I can't do that. But make sure to check out xinsurance.com. They cover all aspects of your life, all aspects of your life, no matter what you do or how crazy you are, and your guns. And liability protection. They will tailor make a program policy for you based on your needs. Real insurance covering you the way you want it written. It's very powerful stuff. Xinsurance.com. Gunbroker.com, by the way. Skip Coriel, welcome back inside from Michigan. Gunbroker.com. I was talking with Patricia Huff over there yesterday and today. They're killing it over there. I was involved in three bids yesterday, and I got to be honest with you. One guy was ticking me off. You ever bid over there on anything, Skip?
No. You have to have money to buy guns.
Well, if you're going
to
buy ammo, you got to have real money nowadays, right?
Oh, that's right. You do.
I was bidding on a half a case, 500 rounds, Federal, 180 grain, 10 millimeter, full metal jacket. And, I mean, you know, the white box, 10 boxes of 500 rounds, 10 boxes of 50. And the price I got in it at $239. The bid was ending at 9:37 p.m. Eastern time.
Oh my god!
So at 9 o'clock, I found out that I was no longer the top bid. Well, this dude had come in and he would bid up. Now you're allowed to put your, let's say for example, because they go up in $5 increments, right? So I went up. I said I'm gonna put the bid at $250. So that's my maximum bid. So it will automatically jack you up $5 until you hit your limit. And this guy must have put himself up with a limit of 300. So I'm going to admit it right now. I just kept bidding up until 9:36 and then walked away from it. So I don't know what he paid for it, but he was playing games with me, and I just went ahead and played along with him. And I didn't care about that ammo because one of my best friends owns a gun shop. So I'll be okay. That probably wasn't the nicest thing to do, but he was trying to do it to me.
Well, you grab the bull, you get the horn.
I'm telling you what, play stupid games, win stupid prizes, and pay a lot for it. So there you go. If you're going to try to outbid me on GunBroker, careful. I'll get you. I was playing with it. And I just decided at that point, I don't want to pay that much for a half a case of 10 millimeter ammo.
That is huge.
What? Listen, I take my own advice. I've been telling people, if you find a gun out there, buy it. Don't worry about the price. It is what it is. And if you find ammo out there, buy it. Because it isn't going to get any cheaper tomorrow, and more than likely it's not even going to be available tomorrow. And it's going to be like this for some time. You are going to pay more for stuff. Accept it. So buy what you need and then be comfortable with it. And, you know, that's a dilemma, too, because that cuts back on people training. Skip, you know, they can't get the ammo. Yeah. That's kind of a... You know, it's a double-edged sword, frankly. All right, let's go to... Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to, you know, I've been training a lot lately. I mean, ever since, you know, this whole COVID thing hit and Black Lives Matter and all of that stuff. I mean, I'm normally summer is my slow time, and maybe I'll do two or three classes, 20 people a piece. Right now it's like they're 50 to 100 and I'm doing five or six a month. And it's like I'm exhausted. And a big thing now is people will call and say, hey, I want to take the class, but I don't have any ammo. And it's just it's a problem. But I'm rolling in money, but I'm exhausted and people are getting trained. So, you know, it's good. It's good and it's bad. It's the way it is.
Well, yeah, like I said, it's a double-edged sword. You know, it's six of one, a half dozen the other. I mean, it's going to happen. And if you take classes like Pincus's, you know, combat focused shooting, you know, I mean, I went through almost 1500 rounds in 3 days in that course.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you go through a ton of ammo, you shoot all day, and finding that now is going to be next to impossible. Now, you know, many people have enough, like I've got plenty of 9mm. If I had to go through that course today, I could, but I've been through it and I'm not going to be able to get more nine. So I'm not, I've got enough defensive ammo, you know, I'll resort to ball ammo when the war starts. You know what I'm saying? All right, let's go. Yeah. Let's go to, and I got plenty of the M855s, green tips, and tracer around, so I'm good there.
Sure.
Let's go to the National Rifle Association, Skip. And, you know, this is a really depressing story.
Yeah.
But I was, and I don't know if you had seen what I had written, but I was way out front of, and I don't want to say attacking Wayne LaPierre, but I was out front at Ammo Land in front of a lot of fine folks, writers that you know. I kind of opened the gates when I wrote my true feelings about Wayne LaPierre. And when I did that, a lot of folks finally said, wow, finally somebody did it. I've been wanting to say that too. And boom, you saw a flood. I got to be honest with you. I've been calling for Wayne LaPierre to leave the National Rifle Association for a long time. He's running it into the ground. There are money woes, everything else. And now we've got Letitia James, after a year and a half so investigation, the Attorney General in New York, suing them and trying to literally disband them, wipe them out, get rid of their charter, and end the organization. Politically motivated, absolutely no doubt about that. No question. However, the National Rifle Association, in my estimation, did this to themselves by not getting rid of Wayne LaPierre when they could have. Now, the stories that are out there from the trace that opened up the floodgates as far as we're concerned, that exposed the suits, the lavish trips, all of this coming off of my dollars as a member of the NRA for decades. Skip, what's your thoughts on all this?
Well, my thoughts are, it makes me angry. I've been angry at the NRA ever since you wrote that article. I really have. Oh, yeah. It just makes me angry because this is predictable. It was preventable. But, you know, someone didn't have the chutzpah to stand up or organize and say, listen, we got to get rid of this guy. And that baffles me. And I think you understand this better than I do. I'm just a rank and file guy here. But I think you understand the politics of it better than I do. Why didn't they get rid of Wayne LaPierre when they had the chance?
Well, that's a 4-hour show. well, actually, we could go weeks on that. I kid you not. We could go 3 hours every Sunday on the MonsterCast with that because there's a lot involved. My theory, and I haven't been afraid to talk about this for a while, is if you got nothing to hide at your age and you've already made millions and you've done it legitimately and all of this is swirling around you, why wouldn't you say, hey, you know what? I don't need this. The organization doesn't need this. In the best interest of the organization and the new leadership, I've done my 30 years. I'm damn proud of what I did for gun rights and for what I did for gun owners across this country. It's time for me to step down and let the new crop of leaders come in. You know, look, each generation walks to the precipice and eventually falls off, and the next generation behind them comes up. That's life.
Mm-hmm.
It's been handed to us that way. And I don't know why that happened. Here, I would submit that you ask yourself that question and wonder yourself, why didn't that happen? Why would a man want to put himself through all of this misery? Well, maybe you're trying to clean stuff up. You don't want nobody else to find. Maybe. I don't know. But it sure does beg the question. It really begs the question. The NRA should have been out there fighting for us with millions of dollars. Instead, they're fighting for their existence. You do the math. Back right after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
At DefenderCoffee.com, by the way, I know I mentioned a couple days ago, I got my three bags. I have three bags of organic Liberty Roast shipped to my house. Comes about every 20 days or so, and it's perfect. I actually think we have a fourth bag, so I actually have a fourth now. But that's because we ran out of coffee a while back, and we're trying to make room for the more coffee in the cabinet. And I bought, so I guess it was like fake Maxwell House. If I was Maxwell House, I'd probably sue him because the bag looked just like it. But come to find out, it wasn't. It was some store brand deal. But anyway, I was drinking that, trying to make some room for it over there. And that's when it dawned on me that the timing that we set up for the Defender Coffee was perfect. And you can do the same thing too. By the way, the promo code at Defender Coffee is AAR. AAR is the promo code. You get 15% off everything over there, unless you're a member of the coffee club like I am, because that now you get free shipping, so you don't get the 15% off. So you can pick and choose your fights over there, but I highly recommend it. And every time you take a sip of coffee, your profits go to the gun rights choice of yours. You get to pick. I picked the Second Amendment Foundation. At the end of the year, the donation for the profits from my bags goes to the SAF. So it's a win-win all the way around. Great coffee, support your gun rights. Skip. Let's go back to you. I'll cover some of my other sponsors when we come back from the final break in the next segment. But back to the National Rifle Association. Let me run over to, oh gosh, find him. I mean, I got blown up today as far as my alerts, New York Times, CNN, and others. I had more fun watching the CNN pages, Skip, and I'll tell you why, because they hate our guts. And they're going to write a lot more about this, okay? than you'll get at, say, I don't know, Fox News or, you know, the Washington Times. And just going over, if you want to hear what I'm talking about, New York Attorney General files lawsuit to dissolve the National Rifle Association, updated at 1:02 p.m. today. And it goes into, and let me cut that out for you there, it goes into details, and I don't want to play that audio, but it goes into details about what's happening. Skip, she's trying to dissolve the NRA. The NRA's been around since 1871, America's oldest. And don't fall for this, listeners. It's not the NAACP that's America's oldest civil rights organization. It is the NRA, 1871. Go ahead, Skip.
Yeah, you know, but Democrats, liberals, anti-gun people in particular, they always try and do legally, judiciously, what they can't do, you know, at the ballot box.
Right.
They've been trying to get rid of the NRA for, you know, decades upon decades upon decades, and they couldn't do it because it's a true grassroots organization.
Right. Right.
But, you know, I've seen this so many times, you know, with people in power. It's like they start out as good, righteous people, honest, humble. They get power, and they tend, you know, and I study the Bible a lot. You see this a lot in the Bible. Where, you know, a Bible character will start out, he'll be a king or whatever, and then he'll be great, and then towards the end of his life, they screw up. They do something really bad, really stupid. And I think that's what happened here. It was just a matter of power corrupts.
Well, that's it. That's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah, what is it? The power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely? Something like that?
Yep.
Look, when you get inside these bubbles like these people do, Letitia James, let me make a prediction here for you, Armed American Radio listeners. This is a terrible mistake on her part, I believe. Now, I understand politically, I understand exactly why she's doing it. And I guarantee she was under pressure from Cuomo to do it. He's been going after the NRA. Think the threats he made, Skip. Warning the insurance companies in his state as if he was some kind of king insurance tut, that they need to be careful and watch their backs about who they do business with in his state, warning them about doing business with the NRA. Look, this is America. You can do business with whoever you want. And you've got people like Cuomo who, you know, this is tyrant. We're going to segue into your state boss, because that's what she wants to be, is the boss in New York. We'll use Cuomo to do it. But the fact of the matter is that this is purely politically motivated. There's a reason the timing is out today. Letitia James came out a couple days ago and said she has a major national announcement to make on Thursday. I'm going to make a major national announcement. It was one of two things. Something to do with the suit in New York about Trump's taxes, or it was the NRA. And Pincus and I were on earlier today on the Facebook live stream, and he said he weighted about 51% it was going to be Trump. I said, I'll take the 51 NRA. I think it's going to be the 51 NRA. Although I kind of had to say, I think I might agree with you overall, and it wound up being the 51% of, you know, NRA. And I say that by that's how little we were sure. It wasn't 80 or 90% going to be this. But I won a dollar from him, and I'm going to take it from him. I'm going to take the dollar from it.
I think you can get, what, half a round?
Yeah, half a round. Right? this is going to backfire, I think, on the Democrats. In particular, I think it's going to backfire for this reason. This is poking an already satellite radio moment worded, shall we say, hornet's nest. Gun owners are angry. Gun owners know what Joe Biden has in store for them. We know what the socialist, communist, Marxists have in store for us. We're buying guns in record numbers, and many, many millions of new gun owners. And she's just poking that hornet's nest even worse, and I think it's going to backfire. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm optimistic about it. I know most people aren't, but I really think what's going to happen is gun owners are going to circle the wagons. It's like we are slow to wake up. We always have been, because we've got jobs, we've got families, we want to build our businesses, we want to pay taxes, vote, we want to be good Americans, right? So we don't have time for all of this political crap. But when push comes to shove, when you've got us back into a corner, all right, now we don't have a choice. Right. We have got the idea of the NRA becoming no more is unacceptable to America. You know, American gun owners, you say, hey, I'm sorry, we can't live without the NRA. We need the NRA, but we need a strong NRA. We need an honest NRA. We need an NRA with integrity. Otherwise, they're just another politician, just another corrupt organization, and we don't need that. I think it's going to turn around, and I think they're going to be reformed, and we'll come out stronger because of it, and they'll get back to doing the people's business, which is fighting tyranny.
I agree with you 100%. And even going back to the column I wrote, I believe in that column, without pulling it up and looking at it, it's been some time ago, I said America must have a strong NRA.
Yeah.
At this point, the way the power structure is, it's impossible now. It has to change. Step down, Wayne.
Yeah.
Get over yourself. Okay? You fought a fight for 30 years. Just go away. Let new leadership come in and take over the National Rifle Association. You've done your time. I hate to tell you that, but you're getting old.
Mm-hmm.
You've also made millions, and I helped make you millions, and so did millions of others. So you got our money. Go. Let somebody else come in and fix the mess. Go. And that's not an attack on Wayne. That's like, hey, Wayne, let the NRA go on and get stronger. You did a great job. Let somebody else stay. It's not a personal attack.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's what I was going to say, Marcus.
Come back. You sound like you're in a drum there, Skip.
Well, he's done a lot of good things. I mean, he's done a lot of good things. He's not wholly bad. He went wrong at the end. You know, he fell down at the finish line. So pass off the baton. Let somebody else take over and make the NRA strong again.
Indictments coming out of this, Skip, do you think?
There could be. There could be. If it happens, it happens. That might be one way to get rid of them. Indictments.
Well, you know, we're going to find out how that plays itself out, because that investigation continues. There's no question about it. And the political left in this country would love to do nothing more than to bring the National Rifle Association down. And by that, you see, here's what they forget. They forget that I'm the gun lobby. They forget that you're the gun lobby. They forget that 5 to 6 million members of the NRA, and by the way, that number should be 60 million. It's always bothered me that it's not. It should be. With 120 plus million gun owners in possession of over a half a billion guns. And you know what, Skip? I'll take it to the break with this too. I hate bumper sticker logic until I really like bumper sticker logic. Like, if 120 million Americans in possession of a half a billion guns were a problem, you'd already know it, Letitia James. Trust me, you'd already know it. Get off my lawn! Get off my lawn! Skip Coriel for one segment. We're going to take him to Michigan and find out about real tyrants up there. Back after this.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses
finishes are all taken. Secure your free 4-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show, indeed. Let me run through quickly our sponsors real quick. Of course, this is the GunBroker.com studios, as you know. Many of you have been shopping over GunBroker.com. They've got what you're looking for, okay? But you're going to have a little bit of patience. But believe me, it's a lot easier to have that patience in the comfort of your own home than it is standing around or driving around looking for something that might or might not be there. It's very stressful. Gun brokers got it. Whatever it is you're looking for, it's there. But you got to be patient. And in most cases, they have a buy now button so you can go ahead and buy it. It's that simple. All right. Car Arms microphone. Seriously, when this is Car Arms platinum microphone, here it is. You got to love this thing. Justin Moon, you hear him on the weekend broadcast every single third hour for the roundtable. And all of it, of course, being brought to you by xinsurance.com. You see them behind me now. Visit xinsurance.com and find out about everything they do. It's too much to go into here. It just is. They cover every aspect of your life, not just your firearms, not just your right to carry, but they tailor the package for you. There's just too much to go in. We'll do it as a segment on another program because it's fascinating stuff what they offer your daily life. In addition to that, Crossbreed right now has 15% off at crossbreedholsters.com on the hybrids ST2 and MT2 holsters. It's right there at the top of the page when you visit them. Of course, MyPillow, the promo code is AAR. And North American Arms, Second Amendment Foundation, and Defender Coffee. Let's not forget the promo code there, AAR, and frontsight.com. Use the promo code at Mark, frontsight.com/Mark, and take advantage of that free certificate. You can use it anytime you want for the 4-day training class. All right, we have Skip Coriel here with me. Skip, welcome back in, brother. How are you?
Doing fantastic. I'm just all cock-locked and ready to rock. We're going to talk about Kyle Whittler here, right?
But I've also got to introduce you. Guess who's on the phone with us? Pincus just called in, Mr. Rob Pincus. Rob, I've seen enough of you today. You owe me a buck.
I do owe you a dollar, but I think Skip may owe me a dollar, so Skip can give you a dollar for me.
Well, the reason we can say all that is because Skip is our publisher, so who knows? Whatever. Give the dollar. I'll donate it to Cindy Lou. How about that? She can keep my dollar.
Well, we got to wait till we get down to Atlanta, and you can take her to lunch.
That sounds good to me. That'll cost more than a buck, though. I'll get you for the difference. Okay, hey, Rob, quickly, I've got to take Skip to the tyrant governor that he's living with. Let me give him just about a minute or so, then we're going to go back to the NRA. Skip, you guys are in dire straits in Michigan. This woman is locking you down. She has doubled, tripled, and quadrupled down. You've got people fighting her. There are legal battles. Now, from what I understand from you today, there is a recall and a serious one going on in Michigan. Tell us what's going on up there with this tyrant.
Well, yeah, basically we're behind enemy lines. We're behind the Iron Curtain here.
Pop back up. I need you to pop back up on the phone. You sound like you're in a box.
Okay. We're behind the Iron Curtain here in Michigan, and it's really tough. We're behind enemy lines. There have been 12 recall efforts since the end of April. Six have been rejected or withdrawn. There are six that are ongoing right now, even as we speak. They're just popping up all over the place. The people are getting in line to recall Gretchen Whitmer here. And she's just terrible. She's just terrible. Every day, almost, she'll sign a new executive order restricting, you know, where we can go, what we have to wear, you know, it's just terrible. You know, I've got offers from like six different people in six different states that say, Skip, you know, move to Tennessee, move to Texas, move here. You know, why do you put up with that? And my answer to that is I was born and raised here, and I'm not just going to give my state to this tyrant. This is where I'm going to, you know, stand or fall.
Let me tell you what my prediction is. Let me tell you my prediction. You know I have history in Michigan. I lived in Ann Arbor from the time I was 9 to 15. Learned how to water ski on all those beautiful lakes, Torch Lake. Know the area very well. Still have lots of good friends there. The people will win. The tyrant will lose. And, Michigan's just going to go. Michigan goes to Trump because of this. This is the same example as Letitia James. They're just poking the hornet's nest, and I don't think they realize. Skip, thanks for that update. Stay on with us here because we're going to talk NRA with Rob Pincus. Rob, we've got about 5 minutes left. Talk with us about National Rifle Association and give us your take on what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody in this hour has talked to you about it, but this morning we talked about the fact that the New York State Attorney General's office is 100% committed to trying to see the NRA dissolved because they've been stonewalling and trying to protect the financial malfeasance that's gone on at the very top of the organization, specifically with Wayne LaPierre. And Wayne LaPierre and three others were named in their lawsuit today to dissolve the organization. And this is the worst case scenario. You know, nobody is celebrating this, least of all those of us who've been working to try to reform the NRA and pressure the NRA and help the NRA to get better. And now what we're faced with is kind of an I told you so. That's really a cringeworthy moment that we all hate. The idea that now New York might shut down the entire NRA because the board is ineffective in removing Wayne LaPierre and his cronies.
And listeners, don't think for 2 seconds, Skip, you're still with me on this?
Yeah, I'm here.
Don't think for 2 seconds that it can't happen. It can happen. It's closer than it's ever happened. I can't even use the words I want to describe how good Letitia James feels and Cuomo feels about where they're at on this. So you can figure that out on your own. But they're this close. And as we were talking about earlier, Rob, you know, there's a possibility of indictments coming down. You know that's what they want in other separate investigations. This is serious business, isn't it?
It really is, you know, and again, it's absolutely political. There are absolutely issues here that are anti-gun. They're not just looking for justice. The problem is the organization that was supposed to be protecting our gun rights and helping us and using our money and using the grassroots efforts that support the NRA wisely have handed the keys to the kingdom to the New York State Attorney General's office, the anti-gun New York State governor, and a lot of the people funding the effort, obviously, and supporting the effort are just simply the kinds of people that want to take away our gun rights. And Wayne LaPierre and his people have handed them the keys to the castle down in Fairfax, Virginia.
Yeah, this is not going to stop anytime soon. Here's a couple predictions again, beyond what I said earlier. And Rob, what I said was that I believe it's a big mistake for James and the Democrat Party as a whole, because you've got gun owners right now that are riled up and ready to vote anyway, and this is simply poking that hornet's nest. I don't think that strategy is going to work for them. I think they've already, they're riling up a base that's already agitated, number one. And number two, this is going to drag out for years. This is not going to be resolved before any election. What you're seeing now is the very beginning, because the National Rifle Association countersued New York as well today. So this is going to go for years. And then that begs this question. LaPierre's what, 73 years old? This how you want to end the next 4 or 5 years of your career? In court, fighting over this? Maybe you have to. Huh? Maybe that's the best thing you can do. I'll leave you with that one. Rob Pincus, thanks for calling in. I know you're out on the road. Take care of that beautiful little girl in the back seat of the car. Tell her we love her and miss her. Hopefully we'll see her soon. Skip Coriel, you're going to come back soon, right, bro?
Hey, you just call. I'm always here for you, Mark.
Sounds good to me. All right, here's the deal. Listener, good show today. I hope you got something out of it. I really enjoyed bringing it to you. Here's the thing. Until tomorrow when we do this again, and tomorrow is Friday, isn't it? Can you believe? The week is flying by. We'll see if we can get Lee the Gunrider Williams on. Check this out. Carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on the radio.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.